Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
One of the major networks made the decision last night to show the pictures of the death scene of Princess Diana, to show her as she was being administered to, as she was dying, or perhaps, in fact, dead. This is also the network that showed us the captivity videos of Daniel Pearl. On the line with me, we could have talked to a lot of different people, professional journalists, but I wanted to get a young person's view. We have Justin McElroy. He's 17 years of age. He goes to goes to Canyon High in the San Fernando Valley. And Justin, you are 17, correct? You senior?
Yeah, sir.
And did you see the Princess Diana pictures? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you see the Princess Diana pictures? Where are you right now, sir?
Right now I'm just, I'm kind of, some friends over at, one of the malls. I'm over at the Galleria Mall right now.
Did you see the Princess Diana pictures?
Oh, yes, I did.
And you saw them on CBS last night?
Yes, sir, I did.
Tell me about the journalism class you take.
Yes, sir, I take, a journalism class at Canyon High, and I'm also doing a summer internship for the Los Angeles Daily News.
And what did you think of these pictures that you saw on television of this woman, this very famous and beloved woman, as she lay slumped against the steering wheel?
She was still inside the car, and they were pretty amazing. I mean, it was pretty graphic. The ones I show, they did show a lot, and it's not really anything we've ever seen before, so it's pretty interesting.
When you say it was amazing or interesting, did it frighten you or did it make you sad?
Well, my mother got kind of emotional, but it didn't make me sad or anything. I thought it was pretty cool, actually, to finally be able to see it.
You thought it was cool?
Well, I mean, yeah, because this is the first time that, anybody's able to see him. Because, I mean, I'd heard about how the steering wheel, they said that the steering wheel basically went right through her body, but to see it, it was sort of fun because you don't usually see that on TV.
And I mean, you're talking about the steering wheel going through someone's body being fun. I want to know, this is the same network that showed the video of Daniel Pearl in captivity. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I also saw the one where they cut his head off, and that one was probably, the most interesting one that I've seen.
Okay, this is what I'm getting to, Justin. You speak of these videos and these pictures as if they're a lot of fun to watch, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they depict the horrible deaths and the captivity of innocent people.
Well, but I'm in a journalism class, and I like journalism, and Mr. Ackerman, who's our journalism one teacher, and he says it's kind of interesting and enjoyable to see, a picture that they wouldn't let you see. I mean, the British kept lying about it. But I'm very proud to say it was an American news organization that finally showed it, showed the pictures where they show the head, like her head was pretty much smashed in.
And Princess Diana's head was pretty much smashed in.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing that was kind of interesting was, like I said, the steering wheel, I think, was like stuck like through her body or something, or at one point it looked like maybe her head had, gone through it or something. But, I mean,
all right, now the Daniel Pearl video that showed his decapitated head, isn't this a horrifying reminder of the criminal mentality that we're dealing with Al-Qaeda?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, unless you're a young person or in journalism. I mean, you don't understand how interesting it is to see. I mean, it's pretty interesting to see a guy's head that's been cut off and everything. And as you know,
see, this is the, does any of it shock you? This is what I'm trying to say. Did any of it shock you?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really shock me because, yes, it does, but a lot of our teachers who are really kind of liars and our parents who are also liars, I think the lies they tell us about just stuff that's going on, like in Iraq and everything, is more worse than, seeing, Princess Diana's head smashed in or whatever. I mean, because they're all hypocrites, and I guess that's the point that I'm trying to say. That
the lies that the hypocritical parents and teachers tell are worse than any picture of Princess Diana's head smashed in.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you get right down to it, our teachers lie, our parents lie, and it's kind of relaxing. I guess you could say it's kind of relaxing to see, Princess Diana's head smashed in and stuff. I mean, I know that her family...
What about her kids? What about her husband? The people who lost her?
Well, I mean, her husband, didn't love, you know, he didn't even like her. I mean, you know.
What about her kids?
Well, I mean, I think if you ask the average kid, you know, if your mom was like, you know, got her head smashed in or whatever, would it be bad? I mean, they'd be sad about it, but then you also don't have to deal with her or anything. And
I mean, all right, let me give our number out here. You're speaking as a journalist.
But that's right, and I think you have to understand.
You're using that as an excuse for a sort of a dispassionate and almost a callous view of the way these people died. But in any event,
But you're missing the point. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, like today was Earth Day because our teachers were talking about it. But because so many of the adults that preached to us are really just liars, we held a protest.
Yeah, all these teachers and parents are liars, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, because they say it's Earth Day, let's respect the Earth, but they're in Iraq, and they're still driving big cars and everything. But so that's why we had our Earth Day protest on campus. And we just basically burned styrofoam, and we released balloons into the air and stuff like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Justin McElroy with us, giving us his take on the Princess Diana death photos that were on CBS last night. Relatively graphic photos, I'm understanding from you, Justin, that show Princess Diana being administered to. You say her head was smashed in?
They showed, like, you could see part of her head had been, I don't know, like the steering wheel smashed it in or something. They also had an interesting picture of some of the paparazzi were, like, still taking pictures. She's all, like, you know, bloody and everything. It's, like, laying there, you know. And so that was interesting. And they also had a couple of pictures after they got her out. They had her, like, laying there. It was all, you know, like a pool of blood and everything. But, like, Mr. Ackerman, who's our Journalism 1 teacher, said, you know, that's kind of what journalism is. And so it was really interesting.
Let me ask you a question. You call the teachers and parents liars and hypocrites because they don't even honor Earth Day. What's the significance of releasing balloons into the air as a protest against Earth Day?
What's the significance of releasing the balloons?
Yeah.
Because release the balloons, they say, is bad because it can get into marine life and choke marine life or get into the lungs of, like, whales and stuff. And they always, you know, told us not to do it. But we did it today, and Mrs. Dofer, who's our earth sciences teacher, is the same one who told us that thinking, you know, the death pictures of Princess Diana are cool, and she said that's bad.
And Mrs. Dofer?
Yeah, Mrs. Dofer, she's our earth sciences teacher.
And she said that you guys believing that the pictures of Princess Diana dead were cool was a bad thing.
Right, and we felt that she was, I mean, we don't really like her anyway, because she's pretty stupid for a teacher who's supposed to, like, know what kids like and everything, so we, you know, said she's so stupid and she's kind of a skank, so, you know, we basically released the balloons out of the air.
I gotta tell you something, Justin. You sound like you got a lot of anger.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's...
Are you angry?
No, I'm not. I mean, I just, you know, all we're trying to do is just have fun, and I'm trying to get out of high school now and just move out as soon as I can.
And you want to go into journalism, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a print reporter?
Not really. I mean, that's not really what I want to do. I want to do
broadcast.
Yeah, I want to do broadcast, and you know, my idols are Aldo Rivera. I think he's done a lot of very groundbreaking things, journalism wise, and I want to probably have a career like his. And I just want to get out of high school because all we got are like these skanks that tell us, you know.
When you say the word skank, are you talking about your teachers?
Well, I mean.
I mean, you're talking about people that are trying to tell you looking at the death photos of Princess Diana isn't all that cool, and that, you know, releasing balloons into the air isn't good for marine life. And yet for you, these people are liars and hypocrites.
Well, they are. I mean,
because they lie about Earth Day, they lie about...
Yeah, they lie about Iraq, they lie about everything. So, but that's not why I think the pictures of Princess Diana are cool. I mean, they just look really cool. I mean, like I said, you don't really see TV show you, like, how the guy's head's busted in there. They don't show you how it's all smashed in. And me and a lot of my friends are just, you know, I guess we're tired of parents and teachers saying one thing and doing another. And me and my friends are really into the truth. And that's why.
So the Princess Diana pictures represent at least the handling of truth.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if anybody else saw the death photos of Princess Diana. We have a young journalism student from Canyon High School in Los Angeles who said he saw the Princess Diana death pictures. He found them fascinating, And he didn't find them sickening or sad. He said it was interesting to see, quote, someone's head busted in on TV like they've never showed it before, end quote. He also said that the Daniel Pearl captivity video was very interesting. And I asked him, the parents that tell you that this is the wrong way to feel, how do you think about that? He said they're all hypocrites and they're liars and they don't even appreciate Earth Day. That's why they burned styrofoam and released balloons into the air today as a statement against it. To the angry young man, in my opinion, or maybe, just maybe, he's somebody who's trying, who's thirsting for a little bit of truth. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, we have Justin McElroy. He is a high school journalism student. Let me explain to you, Justin, why the Princess Diana photographs are not interesting. They're tragic, okay?
Well, before you do that, if I could just jump in and say, I don't really like adults telling me, people who tell me, hey, let me explain to you how stuff is. First of all, adults, don't know as much as they say they do. And the second thing is that I'm taking journalism, so it's a whole different thing. The Princess Diana death photos were really interesting to see because, first of all, everybody talked about her like she was really great.
Yeah, they did.
And I don't know what was so great about her. I mean, I'm not really all that interested in her or her life or anything. And so it kind of made me angry all the years that they talked. My mom was always going about, oh, yeah, Princess Diana, oh, yeah, yeah, she's dead, oh, yeah, it was really sad and everything. And I really hated it, because my mom, I just hated my mom for it. And so when they finally said, yeah, we got the death, we got pictures of Princess Diana with her head smashed in and stuff, I thought I was really looking forward to it because,
Why? Because you got some hostility about her?
Yeah, I don't like her at all. I don't see what's so big about her. And I think it's good to see her with her head busted in and stuff like that. And so...
So this is some statement against your parents?
No, man, no.
Well, then...
Look, just, what I'm trying to say is... All the adults, all they ever did is talk about how Princess Diana's this, she's that, she's really great, okay? And they're liars. I mean, because they don't even know who she is. They don't know what she was about, I mean, I said in class... I was in Mrs. Dofer's Earth Sciences class and said she could have been a slut too, just like, Prince Charles was, and she's all getting mad at me about that. But I said, well, that's hypocritical, We have a guidance counselor, his name's Mr. Decker, and he's a hypocrite. He tells us that we should, when we grow up and we get married and we grow up and we make a family and thing, and two of my friends saw him coming out of a gay bar, or they said their dad said that he came out of a gay bar.
All right, look, I don't want to get into whether one of your teachers is gay or not. I don't think that that's right to do.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is adults lie. I mean, half of my teachers are probably gay. They won't tell us about it. Half of my parents say they love Princess Diana. They don't know why. So it was really refreshing for us to see her head, busted in on the steering wheel going, that what had gone through her.
All right, this is Justin McElroy talking about Princess Diana's death photos that were on the CBS television network. This is the same network that showed us Daniel Pearl.
Yeah, you said that already.
Well, don't you find that a little ghoulish that a news-gathering organization has a track record of this kind of expose?
No, I think they're great. I mean, I think CBS is the reason on account of why they're number one and stuff. They have Survivor. They also have CSI. They also had the Apprentice. And
no, NBC had the Apprentice.
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Well, that's my understanding. Okay, so you think they're cool that they showed these death photos?
Yeah, I think they're great journalists. I mean,
all right, let me go to Roger. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Roger.
Yes, I was just going to let the young man know there is nothing cool about death pictures or anything to do with death. I'm a truck driver, and I have held a lady's head talking to her last few minutes of her life why the steering wheel was through her chest. And believe me, there's nothing exciting. It's one of the worst things that could ever happen to you.
What's wrong with that?
As far as that, what's wrong with it?
Yeah. I mean,
the man was talking to a woman that was dying.
I watched the lady die right in front of me.
Well, I know that.
And I mean,
if you're a journalist and you're on your way to cover a news story and you see somebody's head smashed in, it's good.
Well, I wouldn't be taking a picture of that.
Well, you're supposed to.
There's nothing glorious about taking a picture of a dead person.
Well, okay,
or
you're a truck driver. You don't know anything about it. I mean, why don't you go deliver some beer or whatever you do?
Well, believe me, I know all about it. I've delivered beer.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. So why don't you leave journalism to me?
Why don't you have some respect for this guy?
I'm just trying to say nothing glamorous about it. And if you're out here on the road where I am and you see people splattered and scattered on the road, there's nothing glamorous.
Do you understand what this guy's trying to say?
Well, he's saying he's a truck driver. He doesn't know the significance of Princess Diana. Okay, if you drove up and it's Princess Diana and her head's busted open on the street, you don't think that's interesting?
No, sir, I don't.
Oh, see, that's a lie, man. Because you know...
Why would you think it's a lie?
Because if Princess Diana's head was busted all open with her brains out, you'd go, this is kind of interesting because it's her. Because it's Princess Diana.
Well, I think
what do you mean it's interesting?
Diana was the most class act that London, England ever had. And to see
whatever.
Her dying,
whatever.
It would have
whatever.
Really
all right, okay, Roger, thank you. Here is Patty on the Phil Henry Show. Patty, go ahead.
Yes, young man, I consider you very ignorant on an intelligent show.
Whatever.
Because last night, not whatever, you can answer a question, and God help us if you're a journalist student.
Well, wait a second.
Princess Diana. Just listen.
When you saw her guts all out and stuff.
Let the lady finish.
It's good to hear, and you know, the wise old bird sat up in the old oak tree. The more he spoke, the less he heard.
Oh, that's really interesting.
The less he heard, the more he spoke.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Grandma.
So be careful. Yes, I'm proud to be a grandma. The young doctor, in case you watched TV last night, said that examined the princess. There was nothing wrong with her face. Nothing had been disturbed on her face. So
I didn't say her face. I said her head was the back of her head was all busted open and stuff.
You are inaccurate, and God
help
us if
you're
a journalist.
Then you didn't even see it.
Young man,
you know what? You were watching West Wing.
You know what?
You were watching West Wing.
It's easy for you to use words, but you can't confuse the general public. They're knowledgeable.
Well, let me ask you, Patty. This is Phil Henry. I didn't see this. Now, he's saying that her head was busted open.
No, it wasn't.
You said her face. See, she's lying. She's lying.
Phil Henry, according to the face of the head... You know,
I hate old people because they lie worse than anybody.
Will you please have some respect, man?
God help our country if
people are educated. Go ahead, Patty. Tell me.
I hate her so much.
Phil,
go ahead.
The doctor who examined her, the French man on TV last night, said that nothing had been hurt to her face or her head.
Was there a steering wheel coming out of her chest?
Yes, yes, there was.
They did not show that. They did it with good grace. And well,
oh my God!
You know, it's easy for you to yell and scream.
Yeah, but you're just like the grandmothers. No wonder people kill grandmothers and stuff.
What is that supposed to mean?
People who scream are 99% wrong. So don't scream. Don't get excited.
Oh,
you've got a long life ahead of you.
I'm
going to
really calm down. I really want to calm down and say, you know what? You shouldn't lie because you're pretty close to death, and God will put you in hell.
Honey. You don't scare me a bit. I've had a wonderful life, and I feel sorry
for
the American generation of you. Phil, thank you for your good show.
You know something? You went out and made a sandwich when the pictures came out, just trying to get attention.
You're the wrong one to think you can talk.
All right, Patty, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This young man thinks the death photos of Princess Diana were interesting.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Justin McElroy. He's a journalism student at Canyon High School. He saw the Princess Diana photos on television last night. He thought they looked neat and they were interesting. And really, it's because you never liked her, so you don't care whether she suffered a horrible death, do you?
You know, I really didn't say that. I mean, I just said it was interesting to see her head busted open or anything. I mean, because that old lady that you just talked to is a liar, and she's like a lot of my teachers who lie. They showed everything, and, you know, it's like the steering wheel and everything.
You also said that you believe adults to be such hypocrites that you went out and protested Earth Day today by burning styrofoam and letting balloons loose in the air that gets out into the marine life, right?
Well, I did, yeah. And two of my friends and me, too, which I don't want to say who they are, but...
Well, you don't have to tell me who they are.
But, I mean, it was our way of saying... I mean, these adults are such liars. So, yeah, I wanted to see the Princess Diana pictures. Also, today we poured Drano and janitor and a drum into some storm drains. And we also went out on my friend's dad's boat and threw those plastic six-pack things in because they say dolphins, you know, they get on their noses or whatever and the tuna that chokes on them and everything. And
so you just went out and tried to kill some wildlife today, man. You went out and tried to just dirty up the freaking world a little bit because you're bugged that that Earth Day sucks and the adults are a bunch of liars. So you dig Princess Diana and...
I mean, listen to what you're doing, man. And
you know what? I'm trying to talk through a little bit of anger here.
You know, all you're doing is like stuttering and embarrassing everybody that's ever had a radio talk show. My God, you know,
I'm trying to say that you went out and tried to destroy the world today because the adults are hypocrites, because Princess Diana sucks, so you think her death pictures are cool and killing dolphins is cool.
I didn't say it was cool. I just said they made us do it because they're liars.
Oh, they made you do it because they're liars. Okay.
I mean, look, Mr. Henry, you can be, you know, like a typical adult and lie and be a thief and a liar. Or you can understand what I'm trying to say. Me and my friends have been monitoring our parents, like, for 3 months. We take notes every time they lie. I mean, we're taking these notes to a lawyer to see if we have a case against, like, our teachers because they're such lying bastards.
Okay, watch your language, man.
Hey, watch your language, man. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Here is Cisco. Go ahead, Cisco. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
This guy, okay, you say you're a journalism student, right? And you're studying journalism, and you think
showing
pictures of brains all over the place is journalism? No, I'm sorry. Journalism is reporting on an event.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I'm a media student myself.
That's not journalism.
Media, marketing, journalism, video production, above.
Yeah, that's like how to sell stuff. That's not... marketing.
And how is showing brains and people's heads getting smashed in? I mean, then I'll go to the side of the road and film a dead squirrel and show that all over the TV.
No, I'm talking about Princess. Okay, dude, if you think this is the same thing, a dead squirrel and Princess Diana, okay. God,
and then,
man. You know,
journalism is reporting on the event and alerting the public to know what happened and the details of what happened.
You think a dead squirrel is the same as Princess Diana?
What, when, where, why, and how? And you should have already known that since you're a journalism student.
Well, you know something, man? You don't know anything about it either because you're in a class that tells you how you can sell apples and stuff. Well, look.
Also the fact that you say that she deserves all of this.
Listen to what the guy's saying.
Okay, you don't like her, but yet you know nothing about her. So how can you not like someone that you know nothing about?
Because I practice guerrilla journalism, and it's not the same as mainstream journalists, which is what you probably hope you are someday, and I don't want to be anything that... I can tell you, just listening to you, I don't want to be anything you're going to be.
Okay, well, you didn't answer my question.
Hey, man, are you here to learn? Or are you here to tell me? Because I'd be happy to tell you. First of all, it was Princess Diana. It's not a dead squirrel. That's number one. That's a huge difference.
Okay,
maybe
well,
they should teach you that in media class.
Actually, nothing about her.
Okay, because she's like people who talk about her are liars.
Have you people? So you think the whole world's lying except you? You're
no,
the only one in the universe.
No, no. I think
true.
A lot. No, I think our parents are liars.
Do you know anything about Princess Diana? Do you know anything about the peace work that she's done? The work across
the peace work
that's helped out.
How you spelling peace?
Children.
Yeah? How you spelling peace?
Well, Justin, you could be a smartass. Listen to the guy. Do you know about the work she did on behalf of kids injured by landmines?
Am I supposed to, like, get really interested in this or something? I don't understand.
Well, it's like, if a lady goes out and does stuff like that, why would you wish that she, why would you...
Okay, how do I know she went out and did that? How do I know she's not some skank? You know, it's like going around...
Oh, man, you just...
you don't know
dude,
her. You know
got,
nothing about her.
You don't know. How do you know she's not a skank? How do you know she's not a skank?
You know, that's her own personal business, if she is, but
yeah,
all I care about
is
the good things that she's done.
Okay, at least I thought you were, like, almost the same age as me. You sound just like that old lady. And that's why I hate her. She's
well,
going, you know,
it's the fact that you refuse to believe that you're
all
wrong
right,
about
okay.
this subject.
Exactly. Cisco, thank you.
No, all I'm saying is, hey, I'm not hurting anybody by taking no picture. She was in that car with an Arab, okay? You know that, right? Right away. That's kind of interesting.
So she deserves to die horribly because she was in a car with an Arab.
Right now, you know, I don't really think Arabs are all that great. And also, if she's riding around with one and wanted to, like, do the bump ugly with him later on in some suite at the Ritz, kicking it up at the Ritz in gay Paris, and I do mean gay, then that's messed up. And also, it's just messed up. That's all I'm saying.
When you say Arab, what do you mean?
I mean, when I say Arab, what do I mean?
Are you saying Arabs as in the Middle Eastern Arabs?
No, man, I'm saying Arabs as in, like, the Canadian Arabs. Jesus.
I want to know that you're not characterizing every Arab that you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the ones that are, like, in Qaeda.
In Al-Qaeda?
Yeah.
Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Bob?
Hello there.
Go ahead, sir.
How are you?
Fine.
The young man's name is Jason, is it?
No, it's Justin.
Justin, how long have you studied journalism?
6 months.
6 months?
Uh-huh.
Do you realize that in order to be a journalist, you need to be, you know, like, laid back and listen to other people's opinions to form
a
theory about what people may think
yourself? Are you a journalist?
No, I'm not a journalist.
Well, how do you know about it?
Well, it's an obvious position, in my opinion. You know, a journalist reports on the facts and the opinions of the people that surround a certain
exactly.
area.
That's what I
community.
Did, too. That's what Mr. Dofer told us to do. He wanted us to write up a paper on it. And so I said, her brains... I thought it was interesting. I, you know.
Well, who did you interview?
I interviewed my mom. I said, "How do you feel?" And she's all crying and everything. And then I said, "It looked cool."
Yeah, but you weren't objective when you interviewed your mother.
Well, yeah. I said, "How do you feel?"
Your
uncle said,
"Your mother's an old person."
Well, no, I just said, "I think you're. What are you sad?" She goes, "Yeah." I go, "You know, okay, whatever." So then, I saw, and I wrote, "Okay, today I saw Princess Diana, and she had a steering wheel through her neck, and her head was all busted open. And here's what my mom thought. She's all sad."
And you thought that was cool because you saw somebody's head busted open, regardless of Princess Diana or anyone else. You think that looks cool?
I'm probably going to get a good grade on it.
Well,
it's probably going to help me, you know, with my final, my midterm grade.
Today I saw the pictures of Princess Diana, and my mom was sad, and it looked cool.
Yeah.
What kind of a paper is that?
That's not the whole paper. You want me to read the whole thing? This guy's going to be dead before I get to the end of it, anyway.
Jesus, man, you really don't have any respect, do you?
No, am I wrong? Hey, Bob, am I wrong, man?
Oh, no, you're not at all. You're not at all. He needs to learn respect. He needs objectivism.
If I read my paper, you'd probably, like, die from old age before I got to the end of it, wouldn't you? Yeah, see,
you read
yeah.
your paper?
See, yeah, he agrees because he's not saying nothing. Hey, Bob, did you see the picture? Did you see the pictures of Princess Diana? I mean, the steering wheel was, like, through her throat. Her face was gouged out and everything.
Let me ask
you
a question.
Man.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Are you going to let somebody finish their statement before you interrupt them?
Yeah, we're burning daylight, man. How about while we're still young?
I'm quite young. Don't worry about that.
No, me.
Okay. Well,
is that your
you're
name?
Only,
hey, Bob,
you're only 6 months in journalism.
Hey, Bob, I want to know, is that your name or is that what you do?
What's that?
A real smartass.
I said, is Bob your name or what you do?
The kid's a smartass.
Let me tell you something, son. If you were in my jurisdiction, I'll tell you what I do, okay? If you were in my jurisdiction, you'd be in the back seat of the cruiser I'm sitting in right now, okay?
Wouldn't have my pants
get
down?
Get a life, son. Get a life.
You'd have my pants down.
Okay, that kid.
Hey, Bob, one of Princess Diana's arms was, like, up on the lamppost.
Bob's obviously a police officer, so I think he's seen quite a bit of the horror of life than you have.
Oh, wow, man. Real stories of the Highway Patrol will return in just a moment.
See you, Officer Pooch. I'm out, man. I'm late. This sucks. You suck.